Yeah, it's a really old picture. And this is us, like a little bit after that. I think it was 1970. We're going to Europe.
This is Arlene Goldberg of Fort Myers. She's sifting through old pictures of her wife, Carol Goldwasser, who she was with for 47 years.
We actually got together when we were 20. We were very good friends and didn't know what. We were feeling something, we didn't know what it was. When we turned 20, we got together, and we've been together ever since.
Goldberg says she and Goldwasser moved from New York to Florida back in 1989 for health reasons. In 2011, they got married in the Empire State. That's because New York recognizes same-sex marriages while Florida doesn't. And that distinction is more important than ever. That's because Goldberg's partner of half a century died a couple of weeks ago. And even though Goldwasser is gone, Goldberg is still taking care of her late wife's elderly parents. But because Florida doesn't recognize their marriage, Goldberg can't collect Goldwasser's considerably higher Social Security check. Goldberg says it's not only a financial burden.
It's hurtful, and I resent that because we lived a life as if we were married and no different than any other couple.
And that's why she's now seeking legal action. The American Civil Liberties Union of Florida announced recently it amended a previous lawsuit to include Goldberg as a plaintiff. The ACLU is asking a federal court to strike down a Florida law that bans gay marriages in the state and bans the state from recognizing same-sex marriages performed in other states. Baylor Johnson is a spokesman with the ACLU of Florida. He says even though Social Security is a federal program, the agency refers to marriage statuses in a person's state of residence, which is hurting a lot of people in the Sunshine State. Johnson says Goldberg's story is a good example of that.
I think that Arlene's story certainly adds another dimension and gives another example to the court of the way in which Florida's refusal to recognize same-sex marriages hurts real families, hurts real Floridians.
The ACLU of Florida's lawsuit named state officials, including Governor Rick Scott, Attorney General Pam Bondi, and others as the defendants. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.